praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, provided by Living Stream Ministry, featuring the ministry of Witness Lee. Witness Lee was captured by the Lord Jesus as a young man of 19 in his native China. He consecrated his life to preach the gospel, and later labored side by side with Watchman Nee for parts of 3 decades, before eventually bringing this ministry to the West in 1962. He spent the next 35 years speaking to Christians in North America and all over the world before going to be with the Lord in 1997. The life study of the Bible is his most significant contribution to the heritage of biblical exposition, and we're delighted to be able to bring you short portions of his spoken ministry today. If you have questions or comments, or would like to find other Christians in your area enjoying this same ministry, just email us, radio@lsm.org. Again, that's radio@lsm.org. Here's today's program. Exodus chapters 28 and 29 give us a detailed picture of how the priests prepared themselves for their service in the tabernacle. But it's the goal of that preparation that's most interesting. Following the elaborate washing and dressing came a time of feasting, both for God and man. Once again, the unveiling of the details in Exodus provide us with real help in our own enjoyment of our Savior Christ. Stay with us for today's Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program furnished by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee served the Lord Jesus for more than 70 years, and his life's work included a thorough life study of the entire Bible. And I think it's very fitting to refer to this as a life study and not simply as a Bible study, as this is a study that day by day brings us to the enjoyment of Christ as life. Francis Ball has joined us once again. Francis, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much. You know, it's so good to get into these messages in this part of the Word of God, because they are really not easy to understand. And this kind of ministry really brings us some fresh experiences.
Today, somewhat, the portion that we have, Francis, will be a conclusion to the section in Exodus dealing with the priestly garments and these food offerings, the bull and the rams that become food both for God and for man. I think also what will be impressive to our listeners today is to see that there was such a definite goal for all of the ordinances related to these items. And the goal is really very surprising. I would even say it's quite marvelous. Do you agree, Francis?
I certainly agree with that, because to see this marvelous goal, really you have to see what has been brought out in previous broadcasts. And for those that might have missed those, the main point is that the New Testament tells us clearly that we are priests. All the believers are priests. And this has helped us to realize the privilege of a priest in his appearance, that is the clothing that's used here to illustrate Christ as our clothing, and then as the food for the priest, and the experiences of the priest. So to see this all brought together and come to a conclusion or a goal, this is really marvelous. And I would say probably your word is very good, quite marvelous.
Well, our first session today, I'd like to somewhat alert the listeners that we're going to get an illustration from a culture that Brother Witness Lee came from in his youth growing up in China. And I think if you will stay with him here, it's eventually going to become clear where he's going. When you first begin to get into this story, you're wondering, now, how does this apply? But trust us, there's a marvelous application here, and I think this illustration is going to help bring a lot of these kind of lofty spiritual matters into a very clear and easy-to-grasp focus. So do stay with us for this. Here's Witness Lee.
This portion of the Word is actually the conclusion of the two chapters, 28 and 29. Now, what is the goal of these two chapters? The goal of these two chapters is God's coming.
Amen.
To meet you, to speak to you, and to dwell among you. Firstly, here it says, I will meet you there. Then I'll talk to you. Eventually, I will dwell. Whether I will dwell or I will not dwell, it depends upon the conversation. It depends upon my speaking to you and you're speaking to me. Your speaking may keep me away. If not, I sure will stay to dwell with you. I don't like to come to visit you for 20 minutes or for 20 hours. No, no, no. I like to come to talk to you, to see how you are and where you are. My intention is to dwell among you.
Amen.
And there is a tent for me. I like to have a tent among you. The tent meeting, that is tabernacle. The priest's garment is for this. And the priest's food is for this. And even the food for God is for this.
Amen.
These two chapters show us the way how God wants you to invite Him. To invite Him to eat together with you. In China, if you are going to invite a proper person, you know what? You have to cut your hair. You have to take a bath. You have to dress up yourself. You have to clean your house. And you have to clean your yard. And you have to tell your children, of course, especially your wife, how to dress up. Otherwise, if you don't do this, you despise that honorable guest. The more honorable the guest is, the more you have to clean everything. Even you have to paint your window, your door. This equals what? To the washing of Aaron and his sins. Also, we all dressed up. We put on the best clothing, robes, even better than those we wore at the Chinese New Year Day. Then we prepare the food. Maya, the best food. Then they eat. You know what? They will have a lot of conversations. And the guest will be induced or even seduced to open up himself to proud everything to talk about. Then the host will be happy. The host, now I got it. Now I got it. I spent so much time. I spent my whole family. I spent so much money. I got it. By this illustration, now you understand, this is exactly what these two chapters do.
Francis, I thought this was not only a wonderful point, but really a wonderful illustration, concluding these two chapters. Here we have Aaron and his sons being prepared so carefully with a washing and the careful way and the very detailed way in which they were to clothe themselves with these elaborate garments. And then, finally, we see that this is all a preparation for a very special feast, much like how we would prepare, Francis, if we had a guest of honor coming to dine with us. Would you like to elaborate on this picture a little bit?
I was really touched very much by his way of describing this particular portion, because I wouldn't have expected this at all. He really brings it in a very practical way to show how, if we're going to entertain someone of importance, we would really make better preparations. And when we apply this to our fellowship with God Himself, knowing that we can actually invite God to dinner and to have a preparation that's pictured here by these two chapters and what takes place to prepare, you realize that it's not a small thing to be considering that we are going to have God come to meet with us and to speak with us, and ultimately to dwell with us. This is just too marvelous. I think the illustration may be, like you mentioned, it's kind of an illustration from another culture, but still it very practically illustrates what kind of preparation we need to have as priests in God's economy to prepare to have a time with Him.
As we've mentioned now, there was something here from a different culture that maybe those of us in the Western part of the world, the United States particularly, or North America, our culture is somewhat different. But it did help to draw into focus, Francis, that much of the time we tend to take for granted just who it is with whom we're dealing. This really is the God of creation who has gone through this incredible process so that He could be available, but we're entertaining the King of Kings, aren't we?
We are. And not only that, it's not that we initiated this, because God initiated this whole invitation. Somebody comes right. and invites himself to your house.
Yeah.
Well, that is really something. If the governor or the president were to invite himself to your house, that's one thing. Much more than if you initiated, oh, I'd like to send a letter of invitation to the governor or the president. We would hardly think of that. But here now, he says, I will meet with you, and I will speak with you, and my goal is to stay with you. Well, this is God. This is God, not only offering, but actually expressing such a desire that you would have the desire with him by preparing yourself in such a way that's been described in this illustration. That means there needs to be the washing. There needs to be some definite steps taken to be able to enjoy a time with God himself. And these steps are all brought out in these chapters. We need to be washed. We need a thorough cleansing. We need to be clothed properly. All these are illustrations of an experience of Christ. And then we need to deal also with our sinful nature. And also we need to have something there that's by way of preparation. Our hands are full of good things for this dinner.
That's right. And when it's a dinner, that means someone is coming to dine. And that's where we're going in this next section. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
These two chapters show us the proper way how to invite our God to come to you, to meet you, to talk to you, and to dwell with you, mainly by eating. No other time that people can talk so intimately and so lovingly and so subtly as by the time of eating. I believe you never dreamed that these two chapters show you the proper way to invite God to you, to meet you, to speak to you, and to eat with you, eventually, and to dwell among you. Well, the Chinese were cleansing themselves, cleansing their houses, yarn and so forth, preparing so many eating matters. People would ask, what are you doing? Just for cleansing, for eating? No! That is not the goal. The goal is, don't you know? Don't you know? The mayor of our county is coming tonight to my home. Oh, the mayor is coming? This is the goal. Why are you washing yourself? Why are you covering yourself? Why? Don't you know God is coming? This is the goal. Why you have to be sanctified? Why you have to be a priest? Why? Because God is coming. I have to serve him. I'm going to serve him. Not only serve, and I'm going to eat with him. You all know to invite a guest to your home, you eat with him. And you give the top portion to him, you also share. Then, my, he would be open to the uttermost. The more the guest drinks, the more he talks. And the longer he stays. And eventually he got drunken. He said, I couldn't go. Better stay with us tonight. He'll dwell with you. This is Exodus 28 and 29. Isn't this a wonderful exposition? If you got this, you understand these two chapters.
Well, Francis, we're staying with this very charming illustration that bring these two chapters into an absolute focus that is very applicable to us. To see in this section the priestly preparations with a goal of dining with the most special guest, as we've said before, is too marvelous. There really is nothing quite so intimate as the fellowship that we enjoy over a meal together, is there?
That's really the point here, that to come together and to say hi on the street, or to speak to somebody at the door is one thing, but to have a meal with people, this is the most intimate way to have genuine fellowship. And that's the point that's brought out here. There is a real preparation on the part of the one who's inviting him into our home for a meal. We want to have something for him, want to be able to serve him in a proper way. But this takes more than just the certain steps, like you get regenerated because we've been redeemed by the blood of Christ. These who are enjoying this kind of relationship with the Lord at a meal are the ones who have experienced Him more than just simply getting saved, knowing they're not going to be condemned forever, and knowing they're not going to be under God's judgment. They have really experienced much more. And if you look at the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, all these that are involved in this particular process have been ones who were delivered out of Egypt, and they've experienced the wilderness. They've experienced a lot of things of the Lord's presence and so on, speaking to them. But this is much more intimate.
Right.
And this is the priest's privilege. And by the way, Chris, we're all priests. But how much we are priests is a matter of degree, because we are not prepared to that extent in our experiences of Christ to really serve the Lord as priests. Our title is priest for each one of us believers, but the experience of that priestly function depends on our intimacy and what we have in our hands to be a preparation for this kind of dwelling of the Lord Himself with us.
That's really a poignant matter to bring to light, Francis. And one thing also that strikes me here on this topic, particularly in this illustration, the last thing we would want to do, having such a special honored person to dine at our home who has come and all of the elaborate preparations have taken place, the last thing we would want to do is to let that person eat by themselves. It's tremendous to realize that God is expecting us to join Him in this feast. Otherwise, the fellowship is not quite so intimate, is it?
No, actually, there isn't fellowship. It's just observing. And I think many of us have thought that, well, the Lord wants us to serve Him.
Right.
And just He would be the one to eat and take care of everything. But actually, it is a mutual enjoyment. We have something to eat. He has something to eat.
Well, sometimes when we have people over to dinner, my wife is busy in the kitchen and preparing all the things. And there becomes a point in the whole procedure where you want to say, okay, now sit down and have dinner with us.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's what God is often trying to get us to do as well. Stop our activity long enough to enjoy the feast that's been prepared.
That's right. And to give Him an opportunity to speak to us.
Amen.
That was His next point. He
right.
will meet with you and He'll speak with you. This is His intention.
Well, Francis, in this last segment today, we're going to change directions a little bit, but still on the related line. And that is that once we are eating, actually with God Himself at this feast, we want to see just how, as the priest, we can enjoy the topmost portion of what has been prepared, both for God and for man.
Now we go on to the Holy Land. The Holy Land is the type of Christ. And all the harvests are the riches of Christ. All the children of God can enjoy the riches of Christ everywhere. But listen, the top tenth of the harvest, they have no right to enjoy. They must put that aside as a tithe. And then they keep the top tenth apart, waiting for the feast to come. When the feast comes, here is them. They bring all the top tens to them. Then out of the top tens, they offer some to God. And among these, two rams are offered to God. And one of the ram was for the food of the priest. And this one could only be eaten in the court of the tent. This is the church. This ram is the top of the tops of the tops. From those tents, they separate one tent. From the tents, they separate one tent. For whom? For the priests. So the food for the priests is the top of the tops among the tops. Yes, you can enjoy Christ everywhere. But you all know, the very Christ you tasted there is not so high as the Christ you enjoy in the church meeting. You may say, why we need to go to church? You're too narrow. Couldn't we meet in our living room? You meet in living room. You meet in living room with pie. With a pie. Let us enjoy Christ in our living room with a pie. You can do it. You yourself tell you that it's not so much tasty. That is different from the very Christ you enjoy at the Lord's table meeting in the church. This is the holy place. This is the holy place. Mount Zion is also the holy place. And the tabernacle is also the holy place. You see, threefold holy. Holy land, holy mountain, and the holy court of the tabernacle. Holy place. What is the holy place? You are. You are in the holy land, or you are on the holy mountain, or you are in the holy court. You see, didn't Christ promise us two or three meeting into my name, I'll be among them. And we are just two or three, more than two or three, meeting in our living room. Isn't Christ here? Christ is here. But there's a degree.
Well, Francis, I hope I can get this out clearly. I know what I want to say, I'm just not sure I have the right way to say it. The Lord is always available to all of His children, anytime, anywhere. But the types that we're considering here, two really, that of the top one-tenth that was offered at Mount Zion, and then the priestly portion that they were invited to enjoy in the holy court, does seem to match our experience. There is an aspect here that brings out a richer enjoyment than just our individual portion. Why is it that regardless of how rich and sweet our personal experience of the Lord might be, Francis, that there is definitely something higher and richer when we're gathered together with all the saints?
I think this really brings in the matter of the gathering of Christians, and the enjoyment that we have when we are gathered together is much richer, sweeter, a higher portion than we can have even by having people over in the living room. You may have a very good time with the Lord in such a fellowship, but there is another degree of fellowship with the Lord that really can be experienced in a corporate way as a church meeting. This is the goal the Lord has. He wants the top portion to be brought to Him at a time when we're corporately together. And I think probably the best time of this is when we come together to take the Lord's Supper, the Lord's table meeting. This time is richer, fuller, deeper, more full of enjoyment, both for God and for man. At that time, we have an enjoyment of Christ in remembrance of Him by feasting upon Him and with Him, and we also have a part to offer to Him. We offer Christ as our Savior to God the Father in that time. And this is food for God and food for man. And this can only be really enjoyed when we've had a top portion, a top tenth. We take the best of our experiences through the week of Christ, and we preserve those, or we keep those, to offer to Him in a very special way. That's the reason many times when we come together at the Lord's table, the praises will go up to the Lord in a way that shows that it's really something like Mount Zion. And it's the priest's portion in the court of the tabernacle, but it's God's portion at the top of Mount Zion. So it's hard to really explain what this is like. As the old lady from the South once said, it's better felt than telt. So we're trying to tell you something that you really need to experience.
Well, I think that most of our listeners, and I can say for myself, and I assume you also, we've been through Lord's table meetings that maybe fell into a different kind of a realm where we were just executing somewhat a traditional way and a form, and it is such a shame that that would ever happen, because when that meeting has become the offering of the rich, sweet enjoyment of Christ, it's an indescribable experience that's really reserved, I think, by the Lord for His body in a corporate setting. And to be cheated or robbed, which we do to ourselves many times if we're just going through the motions and this is just a ritual or a procedure that Christians are supposed to go through. That is, that falls so far below the experience that we're talking about. I think, if nothing else, if the Lord can use this speaking today to kindle more of a fire or a burning hunger to enter into this kind of experience corporately among all of God's people, then what has been offered today will be a success, Francis.
Well, this is the goal. The goal is not to have something religious, something just in formality, but the Lord's table time is a time for the top portion of our enjoyment of Christ to be expressed to Him in remembrance of Him and in worship to the Father.
And it's satisfying both to God and to man.
Certainly that's true.
And we hope that you'll join us again tomorrow. Today for Francis Ball, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening. Do you want to know the deeper truths of the Bible? Wish you could attend a Bible study, but just don't have the time? Well, if you enjoyed this program, then we invite you to visit our website at lsmradio.com. From there, you'll find programs on every book of the Bible, and all free of charge. These programs will not only give you a more profound understanding of the Scriptures, but also refresh and revitalize your daily Christian walk. From our website, you can download the MP3 files, stream them live, or subscribe to the podcast. Again, all free of charge. Once more, that website, lsmradio.com. Thanks for listening.